The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus passed by, two blind men followed him, crying out, "Son of David, have pity on us." When he entered the house, the blind men approached him, and Jesus said to them, "Do you believe that I can do this?" "Yes, Lord," they said to him. Then he touched their eyes and said, "Let it be done for you according to your faith." And their eyes were opened. Jesus warned them sternly, "See that no one knows about this." But they went out and spread word of him through all the land. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I'm sure you have found out in your experience that very often the worst thing you can say to somebody is, "This is between you and me, it's our secret, tell no one." It's a guarantee that they'll go and tell everybody to see, just like the two blind men or the two men who had their sight restored in the gospel this morning. And I suppose you can't blame them for that. They were so excited and so on. But why did Jesus say to them, "Don't tell anybody"? Would he not want it to be known that he had the power to work miracles? And for the simple reason that he didn't want people coming to him for the wrong reason. Now, if we apply that to ourselves, you know, very often our approach to God is we only come to God when we need him. And look at the prayers we say, or the praying we do. Is your prayer all about what you want from God and what you need? Very often people are making novenas and doing the First Fridays and various other devotions because I want this or I want that. So is that not a bit of manipulation of the Lord? And the only approach to God is one of love and one of faith. So what Jesus was saying to the two blind men in the gospel this morning, it wasn't really I who healed you, it was your faith, the fact that you believed in me. And if we have that faith in God, you know, the extraordinary thing, if you have that faith in God, you don't need anything from God, because you know he gives us everything we need. You might want something, but I'm talking about needs. When you see God in everything, and when you see God, if you have that faith to see God in every aspect of your life, then it changes your whole attitude, and your prayer becomes one of thanksgiving. You know, you thank the Lord incessantly, really, because you know he cares for you, he loves you, and the Lord never lets us down. We might let him down, but he never lets us down.